O Balak, king, abide a while. I have imagined a marvellous while thy enemies, how thou shalt beguile my counsel if thou take. There may no pestilence then dismay, neither battle them affray. Plentiful they shall be aye, of God, cattle, and corn. Their God of them takes the cure from passions, that he makes them sure them to preserve in great pleasure, as he before hath sworn. Ye shall not them destroy for aye, but for a time vex them ye may. Mark well now what I shall say, and work after my bore.
So Balaam, having worked something of a change on Balak, is now giving him a very, very sensible advice on how to be successful and draw people under your sphere. Have a little listen to this next section. It's quite interesting.
Send forth women of thy country, namely those that beautiful be, and to thine enemies let them draw nigh, as stalls to stand them before. When the young men that lusty be have perceived their great beauty, they shall desire their company, love shall them so inflame. Then when they say they have them sure in their love withouten cure, they shall deny them their pleasure, except they grant the same to love their great solemnity, and worship the gods of thy country, and all things commonly with other people to use. So shall their God displease, and torn them to great disease. Then thou mayst have thine heart's ease, their law when they refuse.
So, having given the advice of sending in the strategic women of the night, it's a lovely, godly thing to be suggesting there. Very interesting. And Balak replied,
Balaam, thy counsel I will fulfil. It shall be done right as thou wilt. Come near, my knight, that well can skill my message to perform. Go thou forth, thou valiant knight. Look thou, nay, stop, day, nay, night. Bring those women to my sight that shall my enemies destroy. Spare thou neither rich nay poor, widow, maid, nay, ilke, whore. If she be fresh of colour, bring her with thee, I say.
My lord, I shall be fast to do your will in goodly haste. Trust ye well at the last. Your enemies ye shall dismay.
Yes, so Balak has sent his trusty soldier to go off procuring. And making sure, of course, he's an equal opportunities pander. So now, certainly the Protestant Reformation has introduced a doctor to try and explain how this is morally good. Good luck, nice and loud.
Lords and ladies that have been lent this messenger that forth was sent, as ye have heard to thee that intent, these women for to bring, so craftily he hath wrought, the fairest women he hath outsought, and to God's people he hath them brought. God knoweth a parlous thing, for when they had of them a sight, many of them against might gave themselves with all their might, those women for to please. And then soon to them they went, to have their love was their intent, desiring those women of their consent, and so to live in peace. But those women, them denied their love, they said it should be tried, which they might not else abide, for fear of great deceit. Those blind people swear many an oath, that neither for leaf nor for bath, at any time they would have them wroth, nor never against them plead. So, by these women full of illusion, God's people were brought to great confusion, and his displeasure. In conclusion, his law they set at naught. God to Moses, leave ye now, bade him set up a gallows tree, the princes of the tribes there hanged to be, for sins that they had wrought. With that, Moses was sore grieved, and generally he had them reprieved. Therefore, they would have him mischieved. But God did him defend for the good people that tendereth the law. When they that first great mischief saw, wholly together they can them draw upon those wretches to make an end. Anon, Phinees, a young man, devout, captain he was of that whole rout, and of these wretches, without doubt, 24,000 they slew. And then God was well content with Phinees for his good intent, as the prophet writeth verament, and here we shall it show. Soon after, by God's commandment, to the Madiantite knights they went, and there they slew verament Balaam with 5 giants more. Lordings, much more matter is in this story than ye have heard here, but the substance, without outen, were played by you beforen. And by this prophecy, life ye me, 3 kings, as you shall play to see, honoured at his nativity, Christ, when he was born. Now, worthy sirs, both great and small, here have we showed this story before. And if it be pleasing to you all, tomorrow, next, ye shall have more, praying you both, east and west, where that ye go to speak the best.
Just pausing there, the doctor hasn't quite finished, got another couple of lines. But it's interesting to note in this copy of the text, it does say that they're going to meet again tomorrow. Now, the plays were broken up into 3 plays over 3 days over Whitsun towards the latter end of the life of the cycle. But this isn't where the break would have happened. Last couple of words from the doctor there.
The birth of Christ, fair and honest, here ye shall see, and fare ye well.
Which leads us neatly into the Nativity.